Okay, you happy?
Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
On this podcast, we get to say, we told you so, after Empire actor Jussie Smollett is arrested for allegedly filing a false police report about a racist fueled attack. But first, welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery. And they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. I like to say the we told you so, you know? We rolled our eyes when we first heard about this story. And it's kind of the thing for journalism. Yes, there are some stories that are real, you know, they're fantastical and they turn out to be true. But when you factor in all the things that we heard about with this story originally, first of all, there was the MAGA thing. Well, you knew right away, okay, that, I don't know, right?
Well, what I said, if you have a rope around your neck,
right,
it's the first thing you take off.
Exactly.
And he walked around with it into
right.
his building.
Exactly.
That's when I had that reasonable doubt thing that started.
The rope would have been off immediately.
Immediately? Hello?
Exactly.
And don't tell me, oh, I couldn't get it because the knot was too tight. I mean, stop it.
No. You can undo it. Because if the knot was too tight, you wouldn't be alive.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And then the other thing was this bleach. You know, bleach used to be something that people would throw. I remember this from the 70s. Apparently this was a thing where an ex or something would throw bleach on someone. It apparently still happens overseas from time to time. You'll hear about bleach attacks that happen overseas. It is an unusual thing to be attacking people with bleach in this day and age. So that kind of was.
Especially because why? You've got weapons.
You've got other things that you can use.
I mean, you've got so many other choices.
It just.
Bleach is now down on the.
It moved down in terms of the suspected weapons of choice. It had gone way down. I think it has gone into maybe 50. It's no longer in the top 10.
Yes.
In addition, someone pointed out that, you know, here we're talking about Trump supposed fans, or supporters in Chicago. Where, you know, it's like 99.99% Democrat, overwhelmingly voting for Democrats. Not to say that there isn't a conservative there, but it just sounded, and it was just too good to be
something,
true.
It sounded bad from the beginning.
Yes.
Because it was so blatant,
so over the top.
So over the top.
Yeah.
Isn't this where media journalists have to look at the evidence,
right,
and report on the evidence, and yet how can you not question some of the
right.
the evidence and some of the things that were
that
reported to the police?
And apparently, you know, so local TV, I'm told, local media, they were questioning things right away. There were a lot of things that just didn't add up. But then this thing took on a life of its own and went national.
Well, because he made himself available to the national media.
He did. He hid for a while, and then he did talk it up, and finally sat down for an interview with Robin Roberts on ABC and you know, basically held that line, double down, you know, on this fact that he, you know, how could you think that he's not credible in this story, even though it was falling apart, had already fallen apart all around him.
Right. So, and again, so many things that were like little red flags that showed up,
right.
And I don't understand. You know, there's another part of another episode we're going to talk about that liberal media stuff.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And this feed into.
Oh.
So here's the thing.
Right.
It's scary that he knew exactly what buttons to push. Right.
He's not as dumb as what he did.
That's right.
He knew how to manipulate the media.
Yes. Exactly.
And by the way, wouldn't an actor know how to manipulate?
Right.
And also play a character and
yes.
look you in the eye
and say, I
got attacked and this is horrible and I feel
that's
like
what he does
I'm
for a living.
Victim here. Right. Exactly right.
And you're right. And you know, apparently, and again, this is all according to investigators, they have video evidence showing essentially a walkthrough. And it was being described as kind of, you know, he was directing the scenes.
Of course,
you
he
know,
was.
Scene on camera, kind of, you know, pointing to this is kind of where you need to come. I mean, I'm adding in here what was said, but this is what they're suggesting, that he was doing walkthroughs with his alleged attackers, and it was It amazes me that he thought that he could not be later. Someone couldn't go back and find all that stuff on videotape. But at the same time, as you point out, I mean, someone who does something allegedly boneheaded like this knew that he could manipulate the media.
Right. But because it had all the elements that the media loves. It has homophobic slurs. It has
the
POTUS's hat collection.
Right. Which feeds into the narrative of, you know, this ongoing tension and people who are carrying out violent acts against, you know, anyone who isn't a supporter of Trump.
And he started it. That's all I can say.
But in this particular case, it shows the vulnerability of the media and the willingness to jump at a story like this because it feeds into that narrative.
And yet, Dan, we're two outsiders looking at the story being told. And both of us sat across the table when it first broke and said, there's something wrong here.
And I think
it's similar to what happened with Charles Stewart. I mentioned that case in Boston.
Exactly,
decades ago, people rushed to judgment in the public arena, which, by the way, is a mob mentality.
Right.
So that it doesn't surprise you when they rush to judgment. You also have Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong.
He looked into the camera again and said, I didn't do
for seven, for 8 years.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he wasn't even an actor.
Right. Yeah. Well, he should be.
You know,
because he
acted
quite well.
And I wouldn't want to play poker with him.
Exactly.
He's a good bluffer because, man, he was looking you right in the eye and go, I did not take. And by the way, so did a couple of baseball players that I can name too.
President Clinton.
It's not easy to know that you're lying, okay?
For the press.
For the press. And knowing that that's not... See, we know that in a court of law, you are in contempt.
If you lie, you can get into perjury. Right, exactly.
Right? And now, at least, this is going to be a great example of don't falsify reports and manipulate the media.
Right.
And you know, there's a felony... Was it a class 4 felony or something?
Yeah.
Felony 4, he 1 to 3 years in jail?
Yeah.
And again... He has plenty of money to hire really good lawyers.
Yeah, but there's so much evidence out there.
I understand, but
first offense. I mean, he'll probably get some jail time, maybe at least 6 months, if not.
See, I don't think he's going to do a day in jail.
Well, we'll see. He's already been in jail, and now he's bonded out.
Right, and I think that he's not. I think they're going to do multiple community service and all sorts of retribution. I'll tell you what he needs to do.
Although,
I'd like to see him go on national television and tell the story.
Yeah, but
and say,
I don't want to hear from him. I think he needs to go away. Yeah.
But the
FBI was involved in this.
Right. And anyway, didn't you tell me? I think I asked you yesterday. I go, why did he need to manipulate this story?
Right.
And then you said,
it was because he wanted to get a pay raise. And these are the allegations. Now, what's interesting for those who haven't been paying...
It's going to cost him a hell of a lot more money now.
The pay raise doesn't matter now when you consider how much money he's losing.
And then he may actually never get a job again, too.
Exactly. So this is a huge pay dip that will come out of this. And nobody will want to touch him because they'll say, this guy isn't stable if he'll go to these lands. But according to investigators, this goes back even beyond the fake attack to, according to police... that there was this letter, this homophobic, racist letter that was sent to him at the Empire address or wherever it was sent. And that was kind of the first thing. And that allowed people, when the attack happened, to point back to, well, you know, he was threatened already. So this sort of makes sense. But now the allegations are that was made up. He had sent the letter to himself.
Wasn't that the evidence they found? By the way, again, not the brightest move. If you're going to use a magazine, don't keep it in the house after you've cut it up.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. I will say, to the defense of most of the sort of traditional reporting that happened around this story, I think it was cautious reporting. They were reporting the facts as they were being presented.
Right.
I don't know that they really moved in one direction or the other. They were presenting the fact. But here's where I think reporters probably lost their way. It is that what they were tweeting about, what they were liking or sharing, some of the thoughts around the reporting seemed to be more on his side than the actual reporting. So it's this divide, if you will, between what happened on social media and then what happened in news reporting on
traditional media.
Yep. So that's the first thing. The second thing being that politicians were all jumping on his side, right? There were presidential candidates who were saying, this is what's happening to America, blah, 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 blah. So then reporters had to report that. So then you could misconstrue that, oh, the reporters were reporting that, you know, and but really they were reporting what politicians and other officials were saying.
What was public knowledge?
What was public knowledge? Yeah. And then the third component is, Holly, made the difference between how traditional news organizations were covering this story and how Hollywood media was covering it. Clearly, Hollywood media took this on, and they, you know, I don't think any code of ethics or anything really applies to what they do.
No.
And so they were all in on his side. And so when the viewer sits back or the news consumer sits back and says, oh, man, you guys, you should have blew that one. I don't know that we blew that one. I think that there was very cautious report. You had to cover the story.
Right.
But in covering the story, you had to include some of these other elements which
even
involved people who were leaning in his direction.
And even that first day, the first time you and I talked about, I think it happened on a Thursday and we were talking on a Friday, so it was pretty fresh.
Right. Or we were talking on a Thursday on a Thursday.
It could have been a Thursday to Thursday. What day is it today?
It's Friday. Is
Friday. Okay, good. Yes, I didn't know what day it was.
Yes.
Sometimes. So again, we thought, you know, there's something fishy here, especially with the fact that you have a society now that has cameras everywhere.
That's so true.
And and you expect, and by the way, they used camera evidence to prove that this was a false report, and the two brothers who were involved with this,
one of whom I think had bit parts on the same show as well.
They
like it was an extra.
They absolutely
And
I love the lawyer's line. This is every lawyer loves this. Is you don't need immunity when you have the truth on your side.
Exactly.
That's a great.
Yeah, that was good.
I think they teach that to you in law school.
Yeah,
by the way,
that was a good
line. That's a great line. That pretty much tells you what's exactly going on here, and it's a shame that this has to happen, and why. Is still a mystery for me.
And it hands more ammunition to President Trump, who says, look, you know, whether it's whatever media or whatever politician out there who jumped on his side, he has an argument to make when he can say, you guys are too quick to believe that. So not that he chimed in.
He did chime in.
He chimed in. And said, see, this is what you guys always do. And it isn't
necessarily. After the attack, he condemned the attack.
Oh, he did condemn the attack. But then he turned around.
Of course he did. Because he kind of goes with the wind, doesn't he, Dan?
In just about everything.
And he blows in the wind.
He blows in the wind. Now, the question is this, Jimmy. How does this, we report on a lot, larger journalism organizations report on these kinds of attacks, and they're real. I mean, it's not to say that this stuff isn't happening in America. This was totally, according to law enforcement, made up in this case. But there are a lot of attacks, and apparently, you know, the number of attacks against, you know, gays, trans, you know, minorities are up. There's been an uptick. So it's a real issue here, and I wonder what this will do.
It's a real issue because our leader continues to fuel the fumes of hatred in this country and division. I'm sorry. He started it.
Well, so whoever started it, and as you said, President Trump started it.
I didn't say his name.
But certainly hate has been there long before the president came into office. But I should say this. How will this impact the reporting? How will this impact the fact that the public may or may not believe people when they come forward? Something like this can set, you know, can set us back.
Oh, my God.
Right?
You think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Same thing. We thought the same thing during the Charles Stewart case. Yeah. I totally remember the
And book. It does. I mean, and it takes a while to sort of recover from this, because automatically when these kinds of things happen, the press is going to say, well, okay, let's start from we don't believe you, right? And then work our way back from there.
Yeah, and how do you do that when you're in a country that presumes innocence until proven guilty?
Exactly.
So they didn't really report on his guilt until he had – you know, there were some inconsistencies, I think, is the way they described it. And then got arrested for filing a false report. And now they're like, oh, well, see, this is what that we had. You know, Dan, you're asking journalists. Last time I checked, we're all human. I am still a human.
You're still
a human,
but there are artificial intelligence people out there who are now anchoring. So there are some who aren't human.
And maybe that is what we need.
Did
we let the robots report?
Who
are you going to blame, the robot? Right?
I don't believe the story I'm about ready to anchor to you. It raises all the flags that my system has now flagged.
Was that your robot talk?
Accept everything I tell you with a grain of salt. 38-year-old man says he was attacked, put a rope around his neck, and bleach was thrown on him.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. If you If you like this story, please let us know. You can always find us on Twitter and Facebook. And also you can engage with us on Twitter by using hashtag behind the media. Have any questions, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.